أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولما جاء عيسى بالبينات قال قد جئتكم بالحق ولأبين لكم بعض الذي تختلفون فيه فاتقوا الله وأطيعون. From the beginning of this ruku, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had been speaking about aspects with regards to Sayyidina Isa wa ala Nabiyyina alayhi salatu wa salam. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about the fact that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam made the declaration about the objects and the things that will be worshipped, all of it and the worshippers will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam, the kinds of objections that were raised, etc. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks and continues speaking about Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Walamma ja'a Isa bil bayyinat. And remember the time when Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he came to the people with the bayyinat, with the very clear signs. And here the signs were of many different types with regards to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's miracles that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted him. قَالَ قَدْ جِئْتُكُمْ بِالْحِكْمَةِ. He said to his people, he has come with the wisdom, and the wisdom here will refer to the nubuwat, that he was the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِأُبَيِّنَ لَكُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي تَخْتَلِفُونَ فِيهِ. And I've also come to clarify, to explain to you clearly some of the things which you had been disputing about, which you had been quarreling about. And hence Isa alayhi salatu wasalam spoke to the Bani Israel. He was the last Nabi of the Bani Israel. There were many aspects that the people had differed in with regards to the Shariat, because they began to contaminate the revelations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the interpretations of the Kitab, etc. And hence Isa alayhi salatu wasalam clarified many of those issues for them. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونِي. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow me. Two very simple instructions. Have the taqwa of Allah, the consciousness of Allah. I am the Nabi of Allah. Allah has sent me as an example unto you. Then follow my example, you will never get lost. إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُوهُ. Certainly, He is my Rabb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my Rabb. In other words, I also worship Him. He sustains me. I am His slave. I obey His commandments. I am answerable to Him. So hence, you also do the same. فَاعْبُدُوا. Worship Allah Rabbul Izzat with the degree of love and muhabbat that is required to worship Allah, with the reverence and the honor of Allah in your heart, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sanctity of the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all that has been included. هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. This is the straight path. Very clearly here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam had never commanded the Bani Israel to worship him or any of mankind to worship him, but to worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for he himself is also a slave of Allah. He himself is also a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, besides the fact that he was the Nabi of Allah Rabbul Izzat. فَاخْتَلَفَ الْأَحْزَابُ مِنْ بَيْنِهِمْ. Then the different groupings and the different sects of people began to differ amongst themselves. Some began to say that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is, wa na'udhu billah, the son of Allah, the son of God. Some had said that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is God himself. Others began to deny even the nubuwat of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Such a varied and vast difference that had occurred with regards to Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْ عَذَابِ يَوْمٍ أَلِيمٍ. Then destruction be to those who have transgressed, those who have wronged, مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ, from the calamity of the painful punishment on the day of Qiyamah, the painful punishment that will take place, obviously, on the day of Qiyamah, will be because they had denied Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, either being a Nabi of Allah by saying that he was Allah himself or the son of Allah, or they denied at all him having any virtue whatsoever.
هل ينظرون إلا الساعة أن تأتيهم بغتة وهم لا يشعرون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they are not waiting but for Qiyamah to come upon them suddenly. That when Qiyamah comes upon them suddenly will mean that because they have not prepared, they have not made any preparation with regards to meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah because they didn't believe. And when it comes upon them suddenly, وَهُمْ لَا يَشْحُرُونَ, they will not perceive, they will not be aware, they will not even know about it. الْأَخِلَّاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌّ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says on that day, the day of Qiyamah, friends, some of them will become enemies to others, إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ, except those who have the quality of taqwa. There is a narration from Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that in this world, there were two couples of friends. One friend was a friend to another, and both of them were on piety. Both of them were on the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each one had always encouraged the other to be faithful, sincere, and obedient servants to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then one friend leaves this world. When he leaves this world, he goes into the alima akhirat, and then he petitions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, O my Rabb, when he sees all the ni'mats of Allah, O my Rabb, I have this friend of mine, or I had this friend of mine. He always commanded me and advised me to be obedient to you, to be obedient to the messenger, to the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he always reminded me about this meeting of mine that will take place with you, O Allah. So Allah always keep him on sirati mustaqim, keep him on the straight path, don't ever deviate him till he meets you. And then the time of that friend will also come and he will leave. And then each one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command them to speak and to explain and describe the other. And each one will describe the other in glowing terms that, Ya Allah, he had advised me to virtue, prohibited me from vice, and reminded me about the day of our meeting. And in this way, each one will still remain bosom friends of others in the hereafter. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the other couple of friends, the other two, one was evil and the other was evil, and both of them always spoke about evil, divide each other with regards to evil and with bad. And then one will leave this world and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then show him the adab of the hereafter. And his one petition to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would be, O Allah, I left this friend behind. He had always commanded me to do evil, vice. He never commanded me to virtue. Rather, he stopped me from virtue, and hence he denied and he convinced me about not meeting you on this day. And, O Allah, do not ever guide him in the world. Always keep him misguided till he meets you. That person will die. And then Allah will ask each one to describe the other. And the description will be that he was an evil person. He stopped me from evil. He stopped me from good. He stopped me from vice. He commanded me to evil. And he always denied the meeting of this day. And hence in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encapsulates this reality on the day when a person leaves this world. Al-akhillahu yawma'idhim ba'duhum li-ba'din adubun, that in the general sense, man will become enemies to his best of friends, his most bosoms of bosom friends, those especially who were ill and those who were evil. Illa al-muttaqeen, except those who had the quality of taqwa. So friends are those that will always advise us to do good. The common English saying is, show me a man's friend and I will show you his future. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.